Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
There's a big accident that went on at 168th Street. Two people are in critical condition. Officials have closed down 168th Street from H to Rolling Ridge Road, but police had said that the crash happened just early this morning. The victims were taken to the hospital. And police also this morning were busy taking into custody a robbery suspect, three men in custody, accused of allegedly strong-armed robbery. Happened around 1:30 this morning. They thought that they spotted three men that are accused of robbing a 16-year-old in a McDonald's parking lot, and then ended up like following them and it going, setting up a perimeter around the Golden Gate apartments near Golden Gate in Cedardale. So that's kind of got a
Golden
little bit.
Golden Gate apartments.
Yeah, they had the SWAT called in.
Really? They brought them all in, huh?
Police, SWAT eventually took the three men into custody. It remains unclear if they were in the complex, you know, or the home next door, but right now it's a secure scene. But yeah, there's a big apartment complex there, and I guess it's a developing
story. Is it sold as advertised? Does it just have golden gates on the entrance?
That'd be great.
It just seems we always find a correlation between bold titles and
activities are a little iffy.
Well, look at like...
This is the clubhouse.
Golden Gate.
Yeah, that's just got to be, especially an apartment building, like who wants to have that kind of grief?
Yeah.
You're like trying to get a good night's sleep and somebody's deciding to do a standoff with a SWAT team in the apartment next to you.
Yeah.
That's when you just call into the office.
Yeah.
Restoration work is progressing at M's Pub, but it is going to still be a delay. A restaurant that is at 11th and Howard Streets was destroyed in a fire 18 months ago, along with neighboring apartments and businesses. But restaurant officials were hoping for an August reopening, but due to some more intricate work than they thought, the reopening date has been pushed back for M's Pub till October.
Not making their Yelp reviews any better. What do you miss from the menu?
I do miss the Thai lavash. I mean, I know that sounds really cliche, but it was good.
Yeah,
with that peanuts and chili sauce on it.
Oh yes.
And then it's lavash.
I don't have an item. I didn't go there enough.
No.
To
ours was usually a liquid diet.
Yeah. Mine would be beer, and I can get that anywhere.
But will there be any changes? Like, will it be a bigger patio or the same as before?
I wonder that.
Like, if you got one of those patio seats, you felt like, I mean, that was some prime time real estate. If you got to sit outside on a nice day.
I hope it's bigger, because that's set.
Like, you'd be walking into M's Pub, and if there was an open table, you're like, ooh, we're sitting outside.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I bet it is bigger.
It's difficult to get. I know. I'm wondering now if they can scale it back, like the sidewalk, and do whatever. But it was just such a narrow little thing. If you had a big party, if there were more than maybe even four of you, you knew you weren't going to be sitting there.
Yeah.
Omaha is preparing for the return of the PGA Tour, the Pinnacle Bank Championship. It starts Monday at Indian Creek Golf Course with a bunch of pro amateur competitions. We got an event going on Tuesday with the Sonic Youth.
Yeah, if mom and dad want to bring your kid out there and get him into golf, next Tuesday is the day to do it. The Michelob Ultra 19th hole, the world famous. It will be back. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's just a little early. It's going to close most nights about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
And that's good.
But no cover.
Yeah.
So that's a bonus. You used to pay a cover to get in, and that's where there's all the awesome action is.
So the main tournament starts Thursday, runs through Sunday. Tournament officials say there's like a bunch of new features. We just had Mike West on, and he was telling us about how, you know, the clubhouse there at Indian Creek, it'll be air conditioned. There'll be great restaurant food options, drink options. The 18th hole is now that Grey Goose tent's open to the public. It's not like ticketed seating. And of course, you're going to want to stop by the 17th. Big party show hole.
$2 beers on every birdie. So they've done these party holes in the past. So ours will be the 17th hole on gray.
Yeah.
So the tournament will be played, if you've ever played Indian Creek, on the 2 18s. There's 3 18s or 3 9s out there.
Yeah.
The 2 9s you're going to use are black and gray. So our hole is going to be 17 gray.
Mm-hmm.
It's a par 3. And so it's easy for these studs to birdie it.
Yep.
So every time there's a birdie, it's $2 beers for 20 minutes.
That's a deal.
In our tent.
Yeah.
And there's no cover to get in.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Come out and hang out with us and have fun.
It's the people's tent.
It's the people's tent.
Drink! Verizon says millions of its customers' data has been leaked
online. Did that make you guys mad? I mean...
Well, I'm a Verizon customer, so I...
find out.
Here, I'm on the app, and it's like, geez, you think there would be a...
something, right? Saying something, you know, not finding out news. On headlines.
I know. Like, they'd be blowing me up, because God knows they send me texts every time I got a bill that just came up.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
true.
That's...
Yeah.
They have no problem sending me all sorts of information about when they've got a new service.
Yeah.
Or I owe them money. So it would be, they're radio silent, surprisingly, on the day that they should probably.
I know, and I have unlimited data still.
Do you really?
And it's so not worth it. I just held on because it's the great white whale.
It is.
Yeah, you get rid of that, it's gone.
Every nerd's like, but I don't remotely, I'm paying for this unlimited data and I'm not using it. So I really just need to remind myself to like download the entire Star Trek collection every day and then erase it or stream it.
Mm-hmm.
And better, yeah, just don't use Wi-Fi ever. You know?
Yeah, no kidding. That's always
why
the thing
you?
That you get dinged on. They're like, oh, you're running out of your data usage for the month. I'm like, oh, and then I realize that I've had my Wi-Fi off.
But your Wi-Fi is always faster than
Well, it depends on certain areas. Like when I'm at home, Wi-Fi is faster. But like when I'm at work, Wi-Fi is super slow. So it's like, all right, I'm going to use my data, you know, whatever. But then you forget to turn it back on.
So what kind of info do they get?
They're saying that it was... the information for about 6 million people. It could have been like PIN numbers, things like that. They're like billing information. It was supposed to be their cloud, but they didn't have it configured correctly.
Okay.
And so now...
What about like your photographs and content?
That's what I'm wondering, because they really haven't given a whole lot of details on exactly what got... It was actually an outside security company that found out about this. So the deal was, is that it was the cybersecurity company called UpGuard discovered that the information of about 6 million Verizon users was exposed, and it had a misconfigured cloud-based system. And so it's phone numbers, names, and some PIN codes of some customers with Verizon.
But I would say that collectively we're not freaking out, and maybe we should, because it's the malaise of the constant drip drip of data breaches. Like, I just Googled, the average American has had their information breached.
Oh, no.
How long? It just pulls up a myriad of stories. Some of them 3 or 4 years old, some of them current, like CNN. Half of American adults hacked this year.
Jeez.
1 in 4 U.S. consumers have had their healthcare data hacked. 43% of companies have had a data breach in the past year, according to USA Today. That's 2014.
Why don't these people
fix it? Doesn't
it
seem like kind of a constant?
They need to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. The reality to protect yourself is that you get a LifeLock or something like that.
But then what happens when LifeLock gets hacked? I mean, then they're just working on picking that lock. I mean, I just feel like anything that you put out there that you rely on some other server to protect for you and that you're not necessarily, it seems like it's just out there.
Can you bury your data under your mattress?
Right.
Or in the backyard?
A jar, a pickle jar in the backyard.
Put all my data.
PIN codes.
I like to show up someplace and have a jar and be like, here's my data.
It's empty. There's stuff in there.
Stuff and things. And that some stuff you're just forced to. I mean, they're constantly pushing you to do more stuff online, which it's fine if the right securities are in place. But yeah, the Verizon data breach, they're going to get an earful from their users. Senate Republicans are expected to roll out the details today of their latest effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. So the Senate Majority Leader, he has been working to try and get enough votes for a new health care plan. But the Republican Party is really split. Moderates and conservative Republicans can't get on the board with the same ideas. So over that should be what's going to be on the new plan. A meeting behind closed doors Wednesday didn't see an agreement reached. Doesn't bode well for them getting much passed before Labor Day. And if a man is free after getting stuck in an ATM in Texas, Corpus Christi police say a contractor working on changing a lock in the room that connects the ATM accidentally locked himself in Wednesday. The man also left his phone in his truck, and that's when he started slipping notes through the receipt slot, asking people for help.
What?
So you're like rolling up to the ATM.
There's a guy in it?
Yeah, you know how they have like those, it's like if you go to a bank, you know how the ATM's like out there farther from the drive-through banking?
Yeah, yeah.
He got locked inside there. So when people are coming in, he's like slipping slips of paper out, like, help me. I'm sure people are like, whatever, and driving off.
They thought that they were probably on a Jimmy Kimmel sketch.
Exactly. Most people thought it was a joke. Eventually, somebody called the police. Officers had to kick down the door to get the guy out of the room.
Jeez.
I mean, it was on lockdown. Weddings in Vegas are a dying industry, and it all has to do with less and less Americans getting married. Tie the knot.
That used to be the number one place, mm-hmm. didn't it? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
People.
Most the quickie.
Of America's wedding rate leaders have seen a steep drop-off so far this century. 21st century is not seeing. Nevada is the top. I mean, it is usually 2,000 marriage rate. You were looking at, you know, lots, like 70,000.
There's chapel everywhere out there.
Now we're looking at maybe.
They said it was the destination for the working class wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, not the dream girl wedding, but for a lot of us.
Just getting married for the eighth
time. You know, let's just go to Vegas. Bring your wedding party.
Right. Hawaii was the second one. Followed by Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Isn't that interesting? It goes Nevada, Hawaii, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Idaho.
People just aren't marrying their cousins anymore.
Sharp drop off in inter family marriages. Really hurting the industry.
We can thank all those genetics websites.
We can thank science for shaming these poor people. their unspoken love no more.
Wow.
Yeah, Nevada's marriage rate has plummeted in recent decades, and an extreme version of a pullback happening across the U.S. But, I mean, it's those poor little chapels in Vegas that are, like, having to struggle to stay open. It used to be people are like, let's just do it now.
Thanks a lot, Ancestry.com. You, sir, have gutted the stay-at-home Arkansas wedding industry.
Oh,
those chapels. I don't know. I mean, you drive down different parts of Vegas and they're, you know, on the street here and there. They just look so out of place. They really do.
Well, the sign being that it's an economic precursor, right? People can't afford to get married.
Well, I don't know if I don't know if it has anything to do with the fact that people can't afford to. People are just choosing not to or doing it later. So Vegas is trying to push, like, do a thing to reverse it, because apparently it's a $3 billion industry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The chapel industry. And in 2015, they said, you know, they slapped on this surcharge on marriage licenses. They're trying to get stuff up. But, yeah, they're like, it's so sad. Nobody wants to tether their life to one another.
I went to one in Treasure Island once. A buddy of mine got married there, and so strange. We all had to wear pirate eye things.
Did you?
Yeah. Everybody's sitting there looking like a... They got married by a pirate. It was so stupid.
Elvis Chapel's always another popular
one. Oh, that's a dumb one.
Vegas is still number one, though, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, barely.
No. Nevada's still number one. Yeah. Hawaii is number two. And that's still the case. Even with these declining numbers, that's still... I mean, all the top places are still the top places. It's just the numbers are way down. I mean, like, tens of thousands. That, I mean, it's a huge bite, like over half.
Maybe people just don't want to get married anymore. You know, maybe they're just, I don't know.
One of the things they cited, marriage has become a dividing line. Most pronounced among who didn't go beyond high school. Better educated people tend to marry each other. America's working and middle classes are faring badly. And the research points to unraveling families as a cause. Like, people are just like, it just doesn't work out. So it's kind of like the dying of hope. Get out there. Don't you think? You're like,
yeah, it is kind of.
Make a gamble on love. Come on, people.
Well, I mean,
Vegas.
You see that they break down a graph, and with too young to marry, mm-hmm. not financially prepared, and haven't found what they're looking for. And you see this inverse relationship from 18 to 24. Mm-hmm. The Vegas spike is not ready yet.
Right. Too young. all the way up to the other
25 to 34, the number one reason we're not financially ready to get married.
25 to 34?
35 plus, the giant tower is haven't found what they're looking for.
I mean, if you've waited that long.
Tickety talk, dude.
I know, but some people feel like if I've held out this long, I gotta really keep the standards up. I mean, do I start dropping them now?
Well, main reason you aren't married. That seems like a strange one. Haven't found what they are looking for.
Mm. Picky, picky.
What are you looking for?
I mean, if you're looking to get married, I guess you're looking for the one.
Yeah.
Can't you have the one and not be married? Haven't found the one they're looking for. It's like, maybe you found a bunch of them.
They did. The thing is, you got to be willing
to. Maybe you find one every time you go looking.
You got to remember the little things. The little things that drive. You got to. That's an all you thing.
Yes.
You got to be willing to deal with, you know, your mate farting under the covers, whatever.
But we've had listeners call with their lists. We've had people share it, and it's like, this person doesn't exist. And they're like, these are my hard pass. Like, these are my no breaking rules. This person has to be this, this, and this. I'm like, well, best of luck. Yeah. Superman's dead.
You need to get out there and find out what you can put up with because you love the person.
Yes.
Eventually, guys,
that's the thing. Isn't that the sweet sauce? Is that you didn't realize you liked Thomas. That's what love is.
Enter Peter.
I didn't know I liked Thomas. On paper, I thought it was gross.
I love it.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Shelly, hi. Thanks for calling the Big Party Show. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just calling. You guys are talking about getting married in Vegas. I just wanted to say I'm a huge supporter of that. I got married in Vegas 8 years ago. And we still swear it's the best decision we ever made. We didn't want our wedding to be about all the other people. We wanted it to be about us. And so we went to Vegas for 5 days and asked our hotel concierge for a place that wasn't cheesy for a recommendation of a wedding chapel there. And we got married there for maybe a tenth of the cost of throwing a big wedding, if that. And we spent the entire day together, every single minute. And it was just the most amazing experience. So,
oh, really?
I understand for a lot of people why it's the number one place. Because, yeah, the day was totally about us. We didn't bring anyone with us. We got married at this cool little wedding chapel off the strip. And then we went straight to that Paris hotel.
Yeah.
Had some crepes and cocktails and went up to the Eiffel Tower at sunset. And it was just the coolest day. So,
that sounds really nice.
It was awesome.
You make it sound a lot nicer than I did. Wow.
Yeah. There were no pirate patches or anything really like that. It was, and our pictures turned out. People see our wedding pictures and they're like, oh my God, that's incredible. It looks like you had like the best wedding. And we're like, yeah, we're in Vegas.
I think that that's also part of the rebranding that Vegas needs to do is that now they're leaning towards more of that. Like they're trying, I feel like they've lost some of that poshness to people who are doing destination weddings who think that Vegas is like Elvis and drive-through and some sort of kitsch and pirate mass. And what they're trying to like tell people is like, no. You can have a classy destination wedding here too with all your friends and still gamble. It doesn't have to be Elvis.
Oh, they want you there.
Yeah, you can have anything you want there.
Right.
They had the, you know, like Caesar's Palace and some of the places where you can get expensive and fancy. You can do cheesy and Elvis. Or, I mean, literally, I think it cost $700 for our, and that included just picked up by the limo and dropped off by the limo and pictures. And the ceremony and everything.
Man,
and
you can't beat that price.
So they picked you up. They picked up, and you had it set up so they picked you up at the airport, and you just made it a whole weekend of it. How did you have family and friends come, or is it just you two?
We didn't invite a single person. We said we love you, but this isn't about you. So we're going to go make it just about us. We were really selfish about it, actually, and it was fantastic.
I think that's good.
Yeah, it was amazing. So I love the Vegas idea. Plus, I think that another reason, besides people not getting married now, I think another reason some people like are not doing things like Vegas and stuff, it's getting to be such a big deal. Like, how can I outdo the other person with the wedding? Like, everyone's getting fancier and more expensive, and they're throwing these huge weddings that are costing $30,000, and it blows my mind.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it makes it no longer about why you're marrying that person to begin with. It's more about
oh, how big of a fancy wedding can I throw? And
I think everybody has their vision of, you know, like, I mean, for you, you wanted to make it about just the two of you. I think some people look at it as like, this is a big party about everyone. You know, I mean, I think everybody's got that unique vision for their wedding. It sounds like you guys did it like perfect for you two. I mean, that's...
Oh, we did.
And $700, my God. I mean, you got out of there.
I'm such a cheapo. I'm like, yeah.
You're like, tell me more about this $700 wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, we did, you know, that didn't include our vacation. We turned it into a 5-day trip. We paid a lot more for having fun and eating out and all that stuff in Vegas. But the actual wedding part cost less than a grand, which was like, that's the way to do it.
Oh, very cool.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for calling.
Thanks for chatting.
You bet. Have a great day. All right, so there you go. You can do it on the cheap, and I guess the story was that Vegas is hurting in the wedding world.
What about on a cruise ship? Bet you could get...
You could probably get it.
I've never heard about cruise ship weddings.
I mean, isn't it kind of the same idea that you're just packing up your stuff
and going?
No, that's
going
true.
Out alone, and I think the cruise ship industry right now is just getting crushed.
Yeah, see, that would be...
I wonder if on a cruise ship, if you do it on the cruise ship, or if you can say, like, hey, we're on this cruise ship, and they're going to help you get married on a beach on one of the islands you stop at. Because, you know, you'd make those day visits.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, like, I mean, they probably have a concierge and be like, yeah, we'll set it up when you get to Puerto Rico. When we dock there, you and your party just get off and we'll get married.
You get married on each, like, five different destinations. You get married on each beach that you stop at.
Right.
I mean, seriously, you'll get married by a guy who's known you for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel like I know you guys forever. No, but seriously, 5 minutes and I'll have the check.
This is a Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Buddy Harrelson has a new movie coming out soon, The War of the Planet of the Apes. And he is, you know, out promoting and did an interview with The Hollywood Reporter where he shares the fact that his wife unfortunately found out about a foursome that he had in London 15 years ago. They weren't married at the time, but they were together. They were dating.
Ooh.
And he's like, you know, I didn't tell her, obviously. You know, he's like, I was kind of hoping she wouldn't find out about it. Well, apparently what it was is he was at this bar in London. Obviously, it was a late night. He jumps in. These girls are like, want to take a walk on the wild side? He's like, I guess I do. And so he hops into a cab and a third girl hops in. So next thing you know, it's four of them. They get back to this apartment. Well, one of those girls, or one of the women, I should say, was a reporter. And she later shared the story. I had a foursome with Woody Harrelson. And Woody Harrelson's like, I was hoping my wife wouldn't see it. Apparently she didn't see it, but somebody she knows did. And they're like, hey, by the way, there's this story out there. And your husband Woody had a foursome.
So Woody and foursome, but I think most people are hung up on the math of foursome. Most people want to know mathematically where's it go?
Three ladies.
People can imagine a three person combination of any gender, sex, whatever.
Threesome.
But four.
Right.
We're like, where's what's the fourth person doing?
Well, you know, I always say, a bowl of worms, that's right. What that is.
So I know this sounds horrible, but strangely enough, this conversation came up last Friday. Buddies of mine were out, and I've got friends of mine that I hadn't seen in forever that do some overseas travel, sort of like in a combat role. And they were telling a story of a port of call where a buddy of theirs gets foursomes. And we had, this is so...
No, but
in another realm where all the men are just quietly listening. Like, we can't even fathom what
like, where
to go from there. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, this one guy, he said all he does is blow all of his money. So this is a friend of a friend. The guy blows all of his money on women. He said it's really sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
I think he lost his wife.
Okay.
And so he goes overseas and takes dangerous jobs, and he takes all the danger pay, and then he goes to this, like, Dubai, wherever, and he blows... He stays there until he runs out of money.
So he lives like
women.
A warrior.
Right.
He's a warrior. He's Conan.
PTSD. He's done a ton of tours.
Living
and
life.
And does crazy combat jobs. And he spends his money on, I guess, four. And so our question was, what does the fourth person do? And then he broke it down immediately. And we were all like,
LA.
So there is a job.
So there's that.
There is a job for the fourth person. I guess for me, I didn't realize the breakdown. I mean, we have just like AC/DC, two people.
Uh-huh.
Then you have a threesome. I guess foursome is the break then when you add the fifth. Is that when it becomes orgy? like his foursome, the
I'd
last.
I'd almost say fourth is orgy in my mind, but.
Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah. That was more surprising to me. I'm like, I guess orgy becomes then
five,
more
than
four. Fathom.
I can't believe people would do that.
Because then again,
crazy.
Years ago, I had another friend who was a friend of a friend who was an absolute bonehead, blew his money in a strip club. And he paid for four. We were like,
it just seems a little indulgent.
We're just too Irish Catholic. I can't think that decadent.
I don't feel that decadent.
Wouldn't you just want the one?
That's always been enough for me.
Imagine I have the funds to pick the prettiest gal in the place.
But wouldn't you do it once?
Now I have access to just her.
Right.
Adding more, I can't handle that. I can hardly handle one.
I think this was during his partying phase, you know, because that was the other thing. But this is, I love his wife. So everybody's like, okay, well, what did your wife say, Woody Harrelson? Like, what does wife say when she finds out very publicly about her husband sort of cheating on her when they were dating? And he's like, this gives you a sense of the depth of her compassion. She said, what she said to me after finding out. She said, quote, that must be really hard for you to have that blank exposed. He's like, now, just because she said that, that doesn't mean she wasn't upset. But just to give you some perspective on how cool my wife is, like, she definitely had my consideration of mine. Like, that sucks. Like, it's now this is there. Out there. This is public consumption. Yeah. This is a story you hadn't even shared with me. And now you're having to deal with it, not only with me, but with everybody.
I think he also has finally found the kind of mate who puts up with
his BS.
She's pretty cool. They've got
your stuff. I mean, I think she's like that's my old lady.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he smokes weed anymore either.
No, he's pretty cleaned up. They've got a bunch of daughters. She's Hawaiian. I think they live in Hawaii. Yeah, I mean, she's like Polynesian or something. She's super cool. I mean, you'd have to be married to him. I mean, there's no way that you could be some uptight or...
Are they married or is it just his partner?
No, they're married.
They're married. And I mean, they're getting high all the time and living barefoot.
Yeah, I mean, totally. It was like absolutely like him and McConaughey type of living, like, hey, man, clothes are for suckers.
I took a helicopter over his house in Maui and it's absolutely... He lives
amazing?
On the side of the album... island that you have to take a tourist helicopter to get near.
Perfect.
And it's where they all are. It's Willie Nelson, Owen Wilson.
All
the celebs live on the one side
of
Maui.
That's the life. That, my friends, is how you know that you have arrived.
And it's kind of the stoner set.
So you know it's mellow.
Mm-hmm.
James Woods... Probably the opposite of mellow.
Yeah.
So James Woods, we did tease this. We're going to talk. He is getting himself in a little bit of trouble. He tweeted out about a gender creative 10-year-old boy. There was a photo posted about him with his parents. And I guess James Wood took a little insensitive
family
take
took
on
their 10-year-old boy to the Pride Parade.
Yeah, he asked.
And took pictures. And we're like, here's our 10-year-old. We're proud we're at the Pride Parade. And so he fires out a snarky tweet.
Yeah.
And now the backlash.
Feeding frenzy happened, and then days afterwards, Neil Patrick Harris, he
stepped in
to defend the family of the kids. He's like, using one child as a social justice propaganda doll is tantamount to child abuse. That's what they were like saying. This isn't about homophobia. Nice try, though. And they've been trying to go back and forth, but it sounds like it's going to be just a social media Twitter battle.
James Wood is homophobic, and so now James Woods is having to tweet out his gay-friendly resume. Now everyone is, you know...
I've got gay friends.
Stepping up with your... Let me show you my resume.
I've got lots of gay friends.
These many plays and hung out with this many hairstylists and gone roller skating with all these guys. Never been a problem.
Always been cool.
This is where like everybody has to have their strongest gay step forward and represent you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe have them debate.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1.